if they fish for carp and buffalo, quite often they would use from a 3 to 4 foot net that's in diameter, and they'd put some lead on quite often. That lead would let off from the front end of the net. That would steer the fish into them. For fine fish then, for bluegills, bass, most anything but carp and buffalo, as a rule they fish the smaller net from, say, 2 foot to 3 foot. They tended to use that size mostly for fine fish, and that big nets to 4 foot, they'd use them on carp and buffalo, and in some cases I've even known it was deep, and it was such that they could, and they thought it would be an extra good place. I even have known them use as high as a 5 foot net. But a 5 foot, they didn't use so much. A 5 foot net is awfully hard to raise. You got very many fish in it, and one man would get back there and get a hold of that net and try to fill it up. On the back end of the boat, they had a little platform built about that big right across the back end of the boat. And he'd get there and brace his foot against that net, and he'd undo that back end of the net and work that net up on the boat and pull that drawstring. You take that and you get quite a few fish in there, and then that net gets heavy, and sometimes gets moss and maybe some mud and stuff sticks to it. And, you know, if you got the net too big, it's almost too much for one fella to handle that way.